I don't know that I can really describe it. You're watching yourself, which is weird, but then you're watching your community dressed up as if it's been blown to pieces by nuclear war. How do you respond to that when you're, by the time it came out, I guess I was, I don't know, 12 or something. I cannot put it into words. It's terrifying. You know, I thought most about it, strangely, when 9/11 happened, because I was in Manhattan the day that the Twin Towers hit the buildings. And I couldn't see them hit from where I live, because I live a little bit further north, but I live in Manhattan. And as people rushed into the grocery store and were grabbing canned foods and were grabbing bottled water, the grocery stores in Manhattan that day were just like mobbed, just these huge crowds. People, you know, the subways were shut down. People are walking in hordes up 8th Avenue in New York, trying to get to their families. Their phones aren't working. And all of a sudden, I had an emotional flashback to what was an imagined experience, not a real experience, but nevertheless, I had this emotional flashback to the day after. Because all those scenes we shot in Rusty's, Lawrence doesn't have Rusty's anymore, but Rusty's grocery store was like being mobbed in one of the scenes in the movie. That's what grocery stores looked like in Manhattan. It was only then, so many years later, 20 years later, whatever, I don't know the math, but that I realized how affected I was by it. I had this emotional memory of fear.